Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in Vision Week in autumn 2019. Welcome to the STC Foundations Podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Monday the 4th of November. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. With my wife Tricia, we have the privilege of leading STC Sheffield. It's Vision Week at STC. It's a week when we as a church family look towards the vision Jesus has given us for 2020. This year, 2019, our vision is to ask others to join us and grow. And we have indeed seen our church family grow in all kinds of ways this year. It's been amazing. In 2020, our vision is to ask others to join us for the better life. If you're part of the church family at STC, please do take time to watch the Vision 2020 videos. There are two of them. And read the Vision 2020 booklet as individuals, families, and in your midweek communities. Next Sunday, 10th of November, is Vision Sunday, when, as a church family, we ask Jesus to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us as Vision 2020 is released. So let's fill the church at our three gatherings on that Sunday to release this amazing vision and meet with Jesus in a fresh way. Since September, we've been hearing again the story of the birth and growth of the early church as told in Acts in these podcasts. And a big thank you to our fantastic staff team for your amazing reflections. They've been so good. But this Vision Week, we take a slight detour as our Monday to Friday Bible reflections will focus on the better life. So here's a reflection for this Monday. As I write this podcast, the general election has been announced. Hooray! We're all over the moon about that, aren't we? Thursday the 12th of December. What a perfect run-in to Christmas that is. We're going to hear over these next weeks politicians of all persuasions convincing us that their policies, their political ideology, their way is the one which will give us the better life. Most people usually equate this better life to greater prosperity. In other words, better means more, which usually equals money. But what if this better life was more than prosperity and money? What if it was something to do about a fully lived life in body, mind and spirit? Everything that makes me, me, in harmony and at peace every day. Well, it's not wrong to want more out of life. To live a happy, healthy, joyful, good and abundant life and to have the resources to do that. Jesus speaks constantly about this better life in the Gospels, and he goes on to explain how we receive it into our lives, and we'll touch on that during this week. And on this Monday of our Vision Week, we're going to go back to Jesus' words in the great sermon he preached on a hillside 2,000 years ago, the Sermon on the Mount. So this is Matthew 6, verses 30 to 34 from the Message Bible. It's what Jesus says. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax. Not to be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provision. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come when the time comes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus' words are amazing. They are full of invitation and challenge. Here are my words of life. Now put them into practice. Jesus' words to us are so clear, but the standards he sets seem impossibly high, don't they? However, the Bible reminds us time and time again that nothing is too hard for Jesus. By all means, plan ahead. It's a good thing to plan ahead. but never worry ahead. Faith is always the antidote to worry. I love these words from Corrie ten Boom, an amazing missionary for God. She said this: worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrow, but it empties today of strength. We spend so much time worrying about things, don't we? Our families, our finances, our health, our futures. It's hard not to worry because it's part of our human condition. So, can you live this Jesus better life and still experience worry? Well, I've been a Christian many years now, and I still have times when I worry, when I experience anxiety. It's usually about the family or health. Strangely, it's never about the job and very rarely about money. Over many years of following Jesus, I've come to this conclusion: the answer to worry is consistently living a lifestyle of faith, a lifestyle whose building blocks are prayer, the Bible, worship, community, and living out the better life of Jesus every day through simple acts of kindness, generosity, encouragement, and hospitality. You see, this enables us to trust God in all things, trust that He hears our prayers, and trust that He will act. What amazing promises Jesus makes to you and me on this Monday. He says that as we commit to Him and follow Him daily, we will never miss out at all on anything. Indeed, we get everything, the whole godly package, this full and better life. And you know, as the years go by, Tricia and I, as we follow Jesus, are more convinced than ever that Jesus Christ is the better life. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, as we focus on You and the better life You offer us, encourage and challenge us this Vision Week, that we may love You more dearly and follow You more nearly. Amen.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for You. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for You. Oh, we live for You. Holy, there is no one like You, there is none beside. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.